Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We've got a chant of USA as the news goes through the crowd.
Again, ABC News is reporting that Osama bin Laden has been killed, and as Bobby said, it's obviously making its way around the stadium here.
That's what it sounded like at the Phillies-Mets game when news began to travel around the ballpark that Osama bin Laden had been killed, a topic that even dominated sports centers on Sunday night on radio and television. Major League Baseball and the death of bin Laden are the number 10, the number 1 items on this week's countdown. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the report for the week ending Friday, May 6th, reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. And this week, Major League Baseball is in number 10, number 9 item this week, shared by the NBA, the NHL. But the death of bin Laden worked its way into all sorts of fields this week. As a matter of fact, it even worked its way into the discussion on sports talk programs, as the Pittsburgh Steelers' Rashad Mendenhall found himself in the spotlight after posting on Twitter, "What kind of person celebrates death?" Talk host John Osterlund talked to a caller after calling Mendenhall stupid for posting what he did on Twitter.
Here's Ricardo in New Orleans.
Hey, John. You said something that I totally disagreed with.
What's that?
You call Rashad Mendenhall stupid.
He's an idiot. He's a moron. He's more than stupid.
What proof do you have to call that man an idiot?
To say why should we celebrate bin Laden's death? We've never heard the man speak. We've only heard one side of the story. That's as dumb of a statement as I've ever heard, Ricardo.
Okay, now you may think that's dumb. That's your opinion. I think he has a point. You going to call me stupid?
Yeah. If you agree with what he said, Ricardo, you're a teacher. You shouldn't be teaching our kids.
What I'm telling you is that that's your opinion. There's no proof of what he's saying is stupid.
To say that we've never heard...
That's irresponsible. And it's also not giving him a chance to defend himself. The problem with tweets and Facebook and all this is that they don't have a tone. So when someone writes something, there's no tone to it. You would have a different perspective had he told you himself verbatim, but he wrote it. So the problem with that is that the tone in which he's using, we cannot tell. We don't know what he's really trying to say.
Hey, look, I'll read it again. What kind of person celebrates death? It's amazing how people can hate, all capital letters, hate a man they have never even heard speak. We've only heard one side of the story. He's standing.
And we have. And we have.
Oh, so
what you have to understand is that when I say that he has a point, I'm going to make this short. Osama bin Laden used to work for us. This goes all the way back to Ali North. This goes all the way back to the Iran-Contra.
Oh, you know history makes strange, bad fellows. You can give 100 examples of that.
I understand that. But Osama bin Laden didn't have a chance to tell his side. So what you have to understand is that this is where I say I see his point. I'm not saying what he says is not irresponsible. I'm not saying what he says is not somewhat hasn't been proven. Okay? But I'm saying that he has an opinion, just like everybody else.
But it's a wrong opinion, Ricardo. And then he blamed our government for 9/11. He said, I can't believe an airplane would take down a building like that. That's dumb. It's been proven.
We're up to number 8 on the countdown. The southern tornadoes, Midwest flooding, weather in a word. Here is a report from Tuscaloosa on the devastation left behind after this week's storms.
The president and Alabama's governor quickly declared this a disaster zone.
We're also going to send in National Guard troops tonight and in the morning to many of the areas. At least 1,400 troops are going in.
Today, those troops will join firefighters and volunteers to search for survivors like this young girl who was pulled from underneath a large pile of bricks. Survivors like Patty Perez. She was sandwiched in her flattened home. It took 3 men to pull her free.
I couldn't get up. I was having to move stuff off of me. And I got up.
Shamika Robinson ran inside this gas station for cover. It was destroyed. Somehow she made it out alive.
The ceiling collapsed on me. The door slammed back on me.
They're saying that the storm that hit here, the tornado, had wind speeds of up to 200 miles an hour.
Coming up, we'll hear what Congress is doing, or at least talking about doing, regarding the price you're paying for gasoline. And also, the debt ceiling is back in the news. Talk Radio Countdown Show will move along in a moment.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Do you know your blood is like a fingerprint? It's unique to every individual. Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. Dr. Ken and I have found Body Bio, a company that has the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood.
Doug, the Body Bio report is an evidence-based, safe and natural way toward better health. Why go and guess what vitamins and supplements you need? This is a way to take what you specifically need in terms of nutritional supplements and get better health.
All right, BodyBioReport.com is the website. Purchase a blood test. Body Bio will send you a form. You take it to the nearest lab or your doctor's office. In a few days, you'll know what you should be taking in terms of vitamins and minerals and supplements. It's evidence-based, as Ken said. Go online to BodyBioReport.com. Get on the right nutrient road today, and you could possibly eliminate the need for prescription drugs tomorrow. BodyBioReport.com.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. SalonPause Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. SalonPause has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of SalonPause by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the SalonPause button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with SalonPause. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. SalonPause. Please use as directed.
I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review. Gas and oil prices, number 7 on the countdown. Don Wade and Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin talk on Wade's program about bringing down gas prices by drilling, not by stopping subsidies to the oil companies.
Do you believe that that we might have a way to bring down the price of gasoline if we were to do a little more drilling?
Well, yeah, I mean, that we should have been doing that for decades, utilizing what resources we have in this country, utilizing our technology. And I have no idea why we put vast tracts of drilling fields off limits. Certainly the people in Alaska would like us to drill in Anwar. It's their state. They certainly love the environment. We can do this environmentally sensitively, and we should do that. And we should have been doing it for decades.
Well, I know that in the Senate there are some Democrats who think that we should get rid of all the oil subsidies, all of them, and I know that you have objected to that. Could you explain in a short form why it's okay for the oil companies to receive subsidies?
Well, I think you have to take a look at these things in a targeted fashion. You just can't paint with a broad brush. And, certainly some things that are called subsidies are basically tax treatments and timing differences in terms of when you actually realize expenses. And to the extent that, by providing those tax treatments that you actually incentivize people to explore for oil, that's a good thing. That'll actually reduce prices. So, I don't think you can just paint with a broad brush in these things. You have to take a look at each individual tax treatment and you have to see whether or not that's going to be effective at helping us explore and find new oil.
The debate over the debt ceiling is number six on the countdown. From CBS, Whit Johnson reports on the problems the large group of freshman congressmen are having trying to stick to their promises of cutting the debt while facing the possibility of raising the debt ceiling.
The 87 freshman House Republicans who promised to cut our national debt are now faced with the uncomfortable prospect of raising the debt limit, inching closer to its $14.3 trillion cap.
Not cutting the credit card is not an option. So we can't just raise the debt ceiling.
There are two competing values, and you try to work your way through them and come up with a solution that's best for our country.
CBS News followed two Republican freshmen to their very different home districts, from Brooklyn, New York, with Congressman Michael Grimm, to Florence, Alabama, with Congressman Mo Brooks, the first Republican to win his seat in more than a century.
It's time that people in Congress got the guts to stand up.
On raising the debt ceiling, many of those speaking up at town halls have already made up their minds.
I'm opposed to it, absolutely 100% opposed to it.
My heart is with them. In principle, that's where I want to be.
But not raising the debt ceiling is sparking fears of economic disaster from powerful business groups. Both congressmen have been attending Chamber of Commerce events like these to defend their position.
Some people say it's the political third rail and it's political suicide, but you know what? I didn't take this job to be reelected.
Despite the chamber's national lobbying efforts to raise the debt limit and prevent a government default, these freshmen are standing their ground.
If we do not control this debt, if we don't cut spending, we're going to lose our country.
We cannot put our head in the sand and just vote to increase the debt ceiling without addressing the cause of the problem.
GOP leaders say they won't raise the debt ceiling without more spending cuts, a position also gaining support from some Democrats. Both sides have until July to make a deal.
And now back to bin Laden. The number five item on the countdown, the effect bin Laden's death has had on the Obama presidency. Here, host Steve Scott talks to CBS's Director of Elections, Anthony Salvato, about the spike in the president's approval rating.
Anthony, let's start with the president's overall approval rating. Quite a jump in that poll.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. It's an 11-point jump. It's up to 57% now in the wake of the killing of bin Laden, up from 46%.
Does history often show that a big event like this can give a president a big jump?
Well, yes, it certainly can. We can compare it pretty recently to the capture of Saddam Hussein by former President Bush. Now, President Obama's bump this time 11 points. After the capture of Saddam, there was a 6-point bump for President Bush.
Now, you also asked Americans about the president's handling of the bin Laden situation, killing bin Laden. What do they think of that?
Right. That gets overwhelming approval. 85% of Americans say they approve of how the president handled the pursuit of bin Laden.
Interesting here that you also asked people if they thought the killing of bin Laden might lead to an increased threat of terrorism.
That's right. And many Americans say that it does. In fact, 6 in 10 think that the threat might increase. And this is somewhat typical after a major event or a military action where Americans tend to feel like there might be some attempt at retribution.
Looking forward, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what does this mean for the president as we head toward 2012?
Well, I think historically we see that bumps after major events like this do come. Sometimes they do go. But one thing I point to in this poll, the economy, still the number one issue in Americans' minds. And on that, President Obama does not get good ratings, just about a third approve of his handling. So I think as time goes on, we'll see how long this bump lasts, and especially as the economy still is out there number one in Americans' minds.
Coming up, we'll shift our focus to Pakistan and how the killing of bin Laden hiding out there in that country is affecting relations between that country and our country. Up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Jack Stephan. We're up to number four, U.S.-Pakistan relations. From Fox, Neil Cavuto talks to Congressman Ron Paul of Texas about the debate, the focus of the debate, foreign aid, whether it ought to be cut off to Pakistan.
They're worried over there. Should they be?
I guess they should be, but, you know, I'm against foreign aid altogether for everybody, so it's not very difficult for me to support it. You know, the one provision I saw was, explain to us whether or not you knew he was there and, you know, defend yourself. If you don't, we're going to take away your foreign aid. You know, that sort of suggests to me that we bully people, that we say, if you do exactly as we tell you, we give you your money. So I like to take the more principled approach and say we shouldn't steal money from the American taxpayer and give it to dictators around the world, which we do, you know, whether it's Turkey or wherever, Egypt and many of these places. So I would say that, yes, we should take away their foreign aid. But, you know, if I had to predict, I'm not sure they're going to do that. There's a lot of talk about that, but there'll be a lot of arguments to keep it because it'll disturb our relations.
You're right about that. We're already hearing it today, Congressman, this talk that China might step into this vacuum. And if we turn our back on them, China will be more than happy to lend them wine or whatever. What do you think of the fact that Pakistan might even be playing that Beijing card?
Well, it's possible. You know, they've been known to be pretty good traders. So, no, that's always a possibility. I mean, they act in their own self-interest. You know, everybody does. Countries do. Individuals do. And if they think it's in their self-interest to play one against the other. Besides, you know, China has more money in the bank than we do.
They actually have money. Actually, you're right. They have money. You're right about that.
They have $3 trillion and a trillion of ours. So maybe they think it's
$1 trillion. They have a lot to spread around. But I do want to get back to your original point, and it was a good one because you've raised it before, post-Tunisia and Egypt and all these uprisings, what we get for all of this money and supposed influence, very little. But in the case of what's happening in Pakistan, Congressman, I'm wondering if it was faulted to begin with. If you're saying you're paying all this money because we are united in finding, let's say, Osama bin Laden, what is possibly within their interest to find the guy? Because then the gravy train would stop once they do, right?
Yeah, I guess that's it. Somebody said we always have to have an enemy out there. You know, it doesn't look like he was very well protected either. I mean, four people in a hole in the wall, and, you know, they went in. It wasn't much of a firefight. It reminded me, actually, of capturing
Saddam Hussein.
Dictator Saddam. He was in a hole.
That's right.
And this was a hole in the wall that they captured him. And, you know, a few people. It was rather amazing conclusion to all this.
Yeah. At least this guy was above ground before he was underwater.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, though, about the bigger picture of foreign aid. You're right, Congress. We always do make a big stink about, oh, we're never going to do this again. We're never going to do this again. And I think what happens is we get very concerned. I mentioned the China card before. And we say, oh, no. We don't want that to happen. And then we open the wallet all over again. And we never learn. So the momentary freeze or even pause, and it's more psychological than anything else, it never results in less foreign aid, only more.
No, it will end, though. It'll end when we no longer have dollars that people trust and we can't pass them out. And I think we're approaching that pretty soon. But that also is a challenge to our military presence around the world. So, I argue that foreign aid is taking money from poor people in a rich country and giving it to rich people in a poorer country.
U.S.-Pakistan relations, the fourth most talked about topic of the week on the countdown. And recapping, going back to number 10, what's going on in Major League Baseball, the playoffs and labor talks, number 9, southern tornadoes and flooding, the weather, number 8, number 7, the high cost of gasoline and debate about drilling, number 6, the budget battle, number 5, the effect of bin Laden's death on the president's popularity, and U.S.-Pakistan relations, number 4. That leaves numbers 3, 2, and 1, and they are next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Through May 7th, save on all tires. Plus, save an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on this past week, up to the number 3 item of the countdown, the death of Bin Laden, the photos, what to do. In a Talk Radio interview, Colonel Oliver North explained why he agrees with the president the photos ought not to be released.
There's no doubt that they hate us, and there's no doubt that we've got people like a United States Army soldier, Bo Bergdahl, who is currently being held by the Taliban. I would not want to be the reason why they used to show us the video of his head being removed, and they're certainly capable of doing that kind of thing. Second of all, if I were one of those U.S. Navy SEALs on that operation, I would not want to have evidence that they would use against me in some kind of international criminal court. And you and I both know that that's the kind of thing that happens in this crazy world we live in. So not releasing the photos of Bin Laden, quite frankly, I think to satisfy the prurient interest of a lot of different people when we know he's dead and there's no need to go any further about it, I don't think you need the photos.
Talk host Paul W. Smith talks to Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, who also agrees the photos ought not to be released.
Given that because of the social media, inevitably photos are going to be released one way or another. But I think, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on it, Senator Carl Levin, but I think it was the right decision for the president to say that the U.S. will not be, at least officially, releasing any photos of a dead Bin Laden.
No, I agree with that decision. I think at a time down the road, they'll obviously be released. But right now, I just think it would be a mistake to release these photos because all they'll do is play into the hands of people who want to retaliate. And it just makes no sense in terms of our own security to be releasing photos, which will obviously be gruesome and sensational. I haven't seen them, nor do I need to see them. So I think the president made another correct decision.
Yeah, and the fact is, there are already purported photos on the Internet, and the reality is that even if we, quote-unquote, released official photographs, those who don't believe it still won't believe it. They'll think it's made up, and others will just be inflamed by it. So I think, again, the right decision. FBI is analyzing basically a treasure trove of hard drives and USB drives and other things taken from Bin Laden's hideout. This is a very, very good find.
Well, it's a huge amount of material, and we had a briefing yesterday, but that material has not yet been analyzed, except what has been analyzed is that there's a pretty high degree of confidence that there's a huge amount of very valuable information there. That conclusion has already been reached without the specifics.
And we found, too, Senator, that some things that had come in under question, whether it be Guantanamo or the way that we interrogated the prisoners or whatever, frankly, all of that came together to be very helpful with the information gathered over the last 5-6 years to make this happen.
Well, information from detainees was clearly useful, but there's real doubt that any information came from torture that was useful. In other words, there's no doubt we got useful information from detainees. That's always been known, whether on this issue or other issues, but there's still not only question, but real doubt that torture produced useful information. And, of course, in my judgment, you get more bad information than you do useful information when you torture people, because people will say anything to stop the torture.
Talk host Scott Voorhees here, focusing on the reasons that he doesn't think Bin Laden photos ought to be released either.
To hear people talking about this, it almost sounds like it's personal. It's, I mean, and certainly for people as Americans, for me as an American, these terrorists and the acts that they've carried out are personal. But I personally do not need to see the Osama bin Laden final glamour shots. I want to know why you do. This is the way our enemies act. This is the way our enemies have acted if they are able to get their hands on an American soldier, parade his dead body down the street and hang him from a bridge, or pull his dead body from the wreckage of a helicopter and beat it and parade it down the street. Release photos and videos of terrorists standing over people, unarmed people who are Americans but not even part of the American military, like the journalist Daniel Pearl, like the contractor Nick Berg. These are the ways that our enemies handle things. They commit violent acts, and then they show us. They show us the pictures. They release the videos. America does not do this. Now, certainly, even if the pictures were released, even if the White House released the bin Laden glamour shots, they wouldn't do so with an air of gloating or, hey, look at this, even if we wanted them to. But I think in just the act itself, in the deed that was done, I think that message has already been sent. Osama bin Laden has been the world's most hidden, most revered, number one terrorist for years, and we still tracked him down, and we killed him. We don't need to stoop to the level of our enemies and start showing off the pictures.
That leads us to number two, President Obama's visit to Ground Zero. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip.
I love you.
One more time, talking dog.
I love you.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figure I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
More than 600 over-the-counter and prescription medicines contain acetaminophen, including pain relievers such as Tylenol and Percocet. Acetaminophen has been available for more than 50 years and is safe and effective when it's used as directed. But did you know that people may take more than the recommended dose, sometimes without realizing it, which can cause liver damage? Dr. Stephen Lamb explains.
If you think that because a medicine is available over-the-counter that you don't need to read the label instructions, that is not true. It's important to fully understand the benefits as well as the potential risks of all medications, including those that contain acetaminophen. That's why I've teamed up with the makers of Tylenol to help ensure people are informed on how to get relief responsibly.
For more information and helpful tools and tips for using over-the-counter medications appropriately, visit Tylenol.com/getreliefresponsibly. Whether bringing home a newborn or chasing a toddler down the hall, moms need a simple solution to ease the stress of a busy household routine. With laundry piling up, dishes in the sink, and squeezing craft time in with the kids, look for products that can help you do it all. Lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
Moms with young kids like myself know that chores can stack up, but there are household products like Arm & Hammer baking soda that offer resourceful solutions. For about $1 a box, one box can freshen laundry and baby's toys, can clean up tabletops after meals or arts and crafts, and even remove marks from walls without harsh chemicals. And once the kids are tucked in bed, you can pamper yourself using baking soda for a gentle facial scrub. Oh, love that one. Or by adding half a cup of it to a bath for a relaxing soak.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Talk Radio in Review with a focus on Talk Radio, News Talk Radio. We're here to get to number two on the countdown, the president visiting Ground Zero. NBC's Tamron Hall talked to New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, who is happy the president came to Ground Zero this week to meet with the police, the firefighters, and the families of those who lost loved ones on September 11th.
What did it mean to have the president here today and meeting with the police department, firefighters, and we now know that his meeting with the victims' families, about 50 families, has just concluded? What did this visit mean?
Well, it was always honored to have the president come to town, but of course, it's especially meaningful today. New York City Police Department lost 23 police officers that day, another 39 as a result of illnesses contracted on that day. So we were greatly honored to have the president come and visit in one of our police stations, both Port Authority police officers and New York City police officers. And hopefully it gave what happened last weekend, gave the family some closure and some measure of justice.
Let's talk about the security situation in New York. The president, as well as you, reminded all of us that just because Osama bin Laden is dead, the threat still exists, especially in New York, the number one target. What are your concerns at this point?
Well, our concerns are just that. I think it's logical to assume that someone may or some group may try to avenge the death of Osama bin Laden, and New York is on the top of the terrorist target list. We've had 12 plots against this city since September 11, 2001. Of course, two successful attacks at this location prior to that. So, we're concerned, but I think we're doing everything we reasonably can do to protect the city.
What was your thought when the news was confirmed and announced Sunday night? Personally, how did you feel?
It was a surprise because we knew that there was a concerted effort going on for years, but the fact that it actually happened was a surprise. It was a sense of elation. I think it's very meaningful. I think it's very important, but in the short term, it may very well increase the threat to this city.
And with that said, what is the security level in New York City right now?
Well, we have increased security, obviously, because the president is here. But we've also ramped it up because of in the aftermath of Osama bin Laden's death. We have additional police officers in our transit system. We have 5 million people a day traveling on our subway system. We have officers with heavy weapons at sensitive locations. We have officers assigned in each of our patrol precincts to pay special attention to houses of worship and other strategic locations. So we've made a major commitment. It's expensive, but we don't see any alternative.
It's expensive and necessary. And I've got to ask you, as the jackhammer is behind us, we were both marveling at the building behind us. They're saying a story a week.
Yes.
For so long, it seemed like the progress was just not being made here. And
exactly.
Then in a blink of an eye,
we see that the reflection pool will be complete by the anniversary, the 10th anniversary, right, when former President Bush and President Obama will all be back here. You will be back here. What do you think of the progress that's been made now, especially as of late?
It's been phenomenal. As you say, it certainly lagged for a while. You can see candidate Bush and candidate Senator McCain walking down that ramp in 2008. It was indeed into a pit. Now, all of that has changed. It is a story a week that goes up. He is building four that's being built. The memorial is going forward. It will be open for visitors on September 11th, and then every day thereafter. We'll be providing a significant amount of security for the memorial as well. But the progress has been phenomenal, and I think a lot of credit has to go to the Port Authority. They've really honchoed this and done a great job.
Taco's Bill Carroll thinks the president was just grandstanding by going to Ground Zero.
He's gone to Ground Zero because of bin Laden being killed. He's celebrating and marking the death of the leader of Al-Qaeda. Okay. All right, but now I'm more confused again. I thought we didn't spike the football. Isn't he spiking the football? Okay, maybe not precisely. How about a cartwheel in the end zone? He's doing a cartwheel in the end zone at Ground Zero. Someone explain to me how this is different. You know, the week started so well. I, unlike some sarcastic 9 to noon host named Rush, I actually gave the president credit for this because we'd give him the blame if the mission had been botched. But he's done nothing but drop the football ever since. He's got no reason to spike the football. The ball keeps hitting him, and great passes keep hitting him in the hands. He says we don't spike the football. Isn't it a little unseemly to go to Ground Zero then after bin Laden is dead? Isn't it the same thing? I really, honestly, put the sarcasm aside for a minute. I don't see the difference. It was so insulting yesterday when he said, anyone who wants to see those photos, that's beneath us. That's spiking the football. No, it's a free and open society, and our default position, as I mentioned yesterday, has to be openness. You got to have a compelling reason not to show us stuff. I mean, we see dead soldiers all the time in the newspapers, on the internet. Americans being murdered by Al-Qaeda. I don't see why this shouldn't be open information for the American public. I get why you don't name the Navy SEALs who were involved in the raid. We now understand 79 brave men and at least one brave dog involved. So, yeah, this is a victory dance that the president is doing at Ground Zero today. This is not the day to go to Ground Zero. Not if you believe anything you said yesterday. Not only that, not only did he botch it there, but he's gone to Ground Zero, and he didn't invite all of the relatives of the victims. And I don't want to hear there's not enough space at Ground. There's plenty of space there. What they did was they handpicked a group of people they thought was representative of the families of 9/11. If my son or daughter or mother or father, someone I loved, died at the World Trade Center, how does handpicking someone I've probably never met to go there on my behalf make me feel any better?
Taco's Sean Rima here with Ann Compton from ABC News. They talked the morning the president was at Ground Zero about the president's plans to speak to the families of the victims of September 11th.
And as I understand it, Ann, he's going to be speaking with the families, but again, he's going to do that in private, have that communication with those folks.
That's what President Bush used to do as well. It gives them a little privacy. It gives them a chance to comfort them and talk to them. He will also, and this is something you will see, he will meet with first responders. Remember that firehouse that looks right out onto Ground Zero, lost so many of its crew that day. He will also spend time with and talk with the first responders.
You know, this is going to be a very emotional moment for those folks. I remember, watching a lot of the video of these guys from that particular firehouse, just looking in the skyline, saying they're not there anymore. They're just gone. Do you think are you hearing that this is something they're looking forward to as far as closure for this part of their lives, or is this just something they're going to have to always deal with?
We keep saying that it's closure. Bin Laden's gone. As the president said in an interview with CBS yesterday, he will never walk this earth again. But one family said, we don't want closure. And actually, Bob Beckwith, the fireman who stood with President Bush on that fire truck, Beckwith told ABC News in an interview, we don't want closure. We will never get back the people we lost. But we do think it's an important moment when Bin Laden, after almost 10 years that he is gone. By the way, I did talk to former President Bush's office, who said that he would not make the trip up here today. He was invited, but President Bush will join President Obama here at Ground Zero this fall on the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attack.
That just leaves number one. We'll talk about the killing of Osama bin Laden next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. It's time for number one, the death of bin Laden. Here host Peter Boyles speaks to former Navy SEAL Howard Wasdin about how this whole mission wound up with the SEALs and why they didn't take bin Laden alive.
How do you think that went down for, there's the Delta Force guys, and then as you mentioned, there's the Green Berets, and then there's the Rangers, and the SAS, I think, the British, and there's all kinds of different people. But why do you think it got down to giving this to the SEALs?
Well, first of all, I want to say everybody you just mentioned are phenomenal fighters. Toot my own horn or the SEAL Team 6 horn too loudly. I think it's a matter of training. I think it's a matter of the platform that this was probably launched from. And, it just happened to be that they were better equipped to handle this mission. Could Delta Force have done this mission? I've done many ops with Delta Force. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt in my military mind they probably could have done this mission, but there's no second guessing that SEAL Team 6 did do it, and they did it perfectly, and everybody came out alive.
I'm sure you're aware of this controversy this morning where, and I hope I'm not out of line here, where people were saying, well, he didn't have a gun, and he wasn't armed, and they shot him. Do you think first of all, what do you do with those criticisms this morning? And the next part of it is someone said, why didn't they take him alive? Do you have any thoughts on that, Howard, at all?
I do have a thought on that. And the politicians can jockey back and forth. The armchair quarterbacks out there in the public can jockey back and forth. But unless they were standing in that room making that split-second decision, then, all they need to say is thank you.
Yeah.
I will tell you that from a SEAL Team 6, from a SEAL Team standpoint, period, we have something called the justifiable use of deadly force. And I am positive, regardless of what you hear from Panetta, the White House, I don't care. I am positive that the SEAL that shot Osama bin Laden did it because Osama did not do what he was told. He either had a weapon, was going for a weapon, made some type of aggressive movement, tried to do something that was out of line or in keeping the people in the room safe. So he's dead today. He's fish food today because he didn't do what he was supposed to, and he made some type of offensive gesture.
Radio host John McGinn is talking about giving the president credit for getting bin Laden, but he's not sure the president was right in saying justice has been done.
One of the things he said in his, I think, eloquently delivered speech on Sunday, right after the event, I think was so brilliantly and courageously executed that ridded the world of a cancer that had taken hundreds of lives, thousands of lives, and was potentially going to take more innocent lives. He offered that this was that justice had finally been served, and I would see that a little bit differently. I don't see this. Now, what I'm about to tell you may sound like a criticism or a negative comment. Nothing could be further from the truth, but I do not see it as an imposition or an offering of justice. I see it as an effort to make the world safer. I see it as a calculated taking of a human life in order to preserve and protect scores, thousands of other human lives, potentially. We don't know exactly what threat he posed to the safety of the innocent public at this point in his life. But we know there's good faith belief, good information, reliable information as to what he has done historically. And that's a very good predictor of what he'll do in the future. And had he been allowed to continue unchecked, the reality is the world was not as safe as it otherwise could be. I believe not as safe as it is today, albeit there are people from that share his philosophy and are willing to step in and pick up where he left off. Nevertheless, I don't think it was an exercise in pursuit of justice. I think it was an exercise in pursuit of protection of the globe and the global population, the innocent global population. And I also think associated with that is an element of revenge that is the product of justice ultimately anyway. And there seems to be a reluctance on the part of the masses to accept that notion. Justice would have been served had he been taken into custody and allowed due process and been convicted and maybe executed after that. That would have been justice in the purest sense. I'm not advocating for that. I don't think that was the best course of action that should have been taken. What was done was there was a recognition of the fact that there was a single human being who was responsible for the loss of thousands of lives, thousands of innocent United States lives, and that person was eliminated through a very surgical and brilliantly executed effort, and it worked. But I think to call it justice is a problem.
The death of Osama bin Laden, the most talked about topic on talk radio this week. So let's recap for your interest and information. Major League Baseball, number 10. NBA, NHL playoffs, and the NFL with labor problems, number 9. Southern tornadoes and Midwest flooding, the weather in general, number 8. Number 7, the high price you're paying for gasoline, number 6. The budget battle, number 5, the effect of bin Laden's death on the Obama presidency. U.S.-Pakistan relations, number 4. Osama bin Laden death photo issued, number 3. Number 2, the president's visit to Ground Zero. And number 1, the death of Osama bin Laden. That's it from the Talk Radio Council.